Headline, Please Do Not Resist. Cubic Hash Grab Worries. Monero Maxes. Published at 5:14 p.m., July 28, 2025. Self-described Decentralized Compute and AI Layer 1 Protocol. Cubic has the Monero community worried. In what's being described as an economic attack, Cubic is offering higher rates, paid in its own token, to XMR miners willing to join its pool. As its share of the total hash rate climbs, the privacy-focused community feels threatened by this seemingly parasitic relationship and its potential to cause a breakdown in the network's security model. Read more. No, Monero's privacy didn't suddenly break in this viral video in a much-shared post on X. An unstoppable wallet researcher going by the handle at DDADYBAYO detailed the attack, stating that Cubic is creating conditions where miners voluntarily surrender the network. The incentive mechanism that Cubic uses to accumulate hash rate relies on paying miners in Cubic tokens, then selling the mined XMR to buy back and burn Cubic, pumping its price. The increased value draws in more miners, rinse and repeat. Cubic's share of the Monero network's total hash rate currently sits at 25%, according to data from Mining Pool Stats, and is up from 21% less than 2 weeks ago. At 51% of hash power, a pool could theoretically orphan blocks to punish non-Cubic miners, manipulate transactions, or even force protocol changes. Previously, miners would self-limit their overall hash power in order to maintain confidence in the network. These actions would, of course, destroy confidence in the XMR protocol, and miners have avoided accumulating elevated shares of hash power in the past. This time, though, some fear that Cubic doesn't have a vesting sick interest in Monero itself. Cubic is like a predator. If it kills its prey, it will simply switch to another one. While some may be concerned about a vampire attack on the network, others may simply be worried about their bags. The constant selling of XMR for Cubic could lead to a collapse in Monero's token. Despite the rapid accumulation of XMR hash power, Cubic's token price remains down over 80% from its all-time high set in March last year. Cubic's founder, Sergey Ivancheglo, aka CFB, insists he's trying to find a countermeasure to Cubic's 51% domination. Ivancheglo feels this is for the greater good in the case of a non-benevolent attack, despite also suggesting that Cubic will soon stop reporting their hash rate to network monitoring dashboards. He also seems open about his plans for 51% domination and calls those worried about XMR fear-mongers who want to buy cheap XMR. He also accuses Monero botnet masters of DDoSing the Cubic pool. Please do not resist, he adds. Cubic's docs paint their efforts in a different light, however. They describe their mining pool as an improvement to the wasteful nature of traditional blockchain mechanics, not an invading force. Their useful proof-of-work, UPO system, is designed for processing large data sets or training machine learning models, rather than solving arbitrary mathematical puzzles. The work done by the computers isn't just for maintaining network security, but also contributes to real-world applications and services. Read more. Did law enforcement in Finland crack Monero's privacy technologies? Are other networks at risk? Some have signaled that Monero's current predicament could be a foreshadowing of a potential purely economic attack that may face Bitcoin in years to come, urging the community to learn from these key insights into economic incentive troubles. Ethereum community members have pointed out that, under a proof-of-stake model, social consensus can slash stake. It can't slash POW mining rigs. Any validator attempting to take over the network would lose out financially, a safeguard not present in proof-of-work systems. As ETH maxi Anthony Sassano puts it, Economic security is real, and it's why Ethereum has optimized for it. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.